French police have used pepper spray to disperse demonstrators protesting against the government's proposed labor reforms in the capital, Paris. Protesters wanted to bypass a police barricade by walking into a side street in the capital. Police also arrested scores of people ahead of the latest rally in Paris against the labor laws. Earlier, French President François Hollande said his government will, quote, go all the way to enact its controversial labor reforms.
Nationwide anti-government demonstrations were held yet again in France, but this time amid unprecedented security, which had many marchers saying they felt like animals in a zoo instead of citizens with fundamental rights.
Government initially announced a ban on this demonstration, but were forced to back down when unions demanded their rights. It's just the latest flagrantly anti-democratic decision by the regime of President François Hollande since the state of emergency was installed 7 months ago.
Police prodded marchers to move quickly along a much shorter than planned route. All protesters were subjected to searches, and two journalists were arrested, reportedly to seize their footage of police brutality. Some 100 peaceful protesters were arrested in Paris alone. The total number of arrests over the past 3.5 months of near daily protests has likely surpassed 2,000, with many thousands more hurt by the use of tear gas, water cannons, flash grenades, and brutality.
France has never seen such incredible violence. It is completely shocking to the average protester who is totally peaceful. We are clearly sliding into authoritarianism, and the French do not want that. If the government persists, we have no choice but to increase our actions to defend our fundamental human rights.
The Interior Minister said he will seek to ban another nationwide demonstration next week. The government can intimidate some everyday citizens from joining public protests, but they will not be able to stop all of the hundreds of thousands of citizens expected to be out in force.
We're not going to stop our demonstrations or strikes. The government does not have the backing of public opinion or of parliament, and that's why they're constantly resorting to the use of force.
Unions continue to plead for a simple dialogue with the hardline government. The labor minister has granted just one short meeting last week, but the government appears intent on forcing through the labor code rollback. They have already used a presidential decree to bypass the lower house of parliament, and they will likely need to use it again to make the law final, possibly as soon as next week. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.